Lower your standards. That's the advice from Topher Morrison in his book Settle for Excellence, which was inspired by a client who seemed to have it all.
Had a guy come to my office making well over $250,000 a year, wearing probably $10,000, $15,000 worth of clothes on him at the time, drove up in a brand new hot canary yellow Porsche, was engaged to a woman that from my brief interaction with her seemed to be as beautiful on the inside as she was on the outside. She seemed to be the total package, if you will. And this guy just had seemingly everything fitting together in his life. Guess what he came to see me for? Depression. He'd actually been to a psychiatrist about 2 years prior to coming to see me and was diagnosed with chronic anxiety disorder and was given low levels of Prozac to counteract his depression. And throughout the two-year period, he'd shared his plight with his other wealthy friends and discovered that they too are on antidepressants, but they were on stronger dosages. So he felt like a failure at being depressed. So he was able to talk his psychiatrist into giving him stronger dosages so he could be the best at being depressed. I mean, this is a guy who was really intent on being the best at everything, including being depressed. And, you know, I got to confess, when he came into my office, I kind of wanted to just smack him. You know, I wasn't feeling too sensitive to his needs, but I refrained and I was professional and asked him. And here's his concerns. His opinion was this. Yeah, I make $250,000, but there's somebody in my office who makes $450,000. So every time I get a paycheck, it's a reminder that I'm number two. Sure, Porsche is nice, but I want a Ferrari. Yeah, I've got a great home, but it's not as good as my little brother's. Every time I go to his house, I feel like a failure. And while, you know, you and I, we could probably laugh at that stuff, to him, these were very serious problems. Now, let me counter that to a guy who's one of my personal mentors, Marcus Bach. I was over at his house maybe a week after I'd met Thomas, and we were kind of laughing at the scenario a little bit. And I asked Marcus, I said, what has to happen for you to feel happy? And his answers sounded like they came right out of a Hallmark greeting card. They were things like, well, if I can stay up late enough to see the sunset, I'm happy. Or if I can get up early enough to see the sunrise, well, that makes me happy. If I'm lucky enough to hold my wife Lorraine's hand, well, then I'm happy. Or if I can see a butterfly drying its wings in the sun, I'm happy. He loved butterflies. Really simple answers. And that's what it really got to me, that, you know what, in life, maybe our standards are a bit too high. I mean, Thomas's standards for happiness were he had to have $500,000 a year and a Ferrari and a beautiful home and be as fit as his girlfriend and. Marcus was like, the most simple things, such low standards for happiness, right? Missing a sunset or seeing a butterfly. They weren't even connected with and, they were connected with or. So like if just one of those things happened, he was happy. But Thomas had to have everything falling in place just as it was in order for him to be happy. So I got to ask you, which one do you think's better? Having such high standards to where you set it up to where you have to have all these things to be happy, or to lower them to such a level to where you can just find peace anywhere you are. And that's, for me, that was really a powerful lesson in my life.
I can understand that it makes sense to be happy on slightly sort of easier things to achieve, if you like.
Right.
But of course, what you don't want to do at the same time is then end up with mediocrity around you and basically low quality stuff, or whatever that stuff is.
Yeah, you know, that's what the book, Settle for Excellence, it says stop chasing perfection and settle for excellence, but certainly don't settle for mediocrity. And I think there's a group of people out there, by the way, that are also settled with mediocrity, with lack, with pathetic behaviors and pathetic lifestyles. And that's no greater. I think there's a middle of the road there. I think there's a middle ground there. And that's what my message hopefully is to speak to those people that have got such high standards for everything working out for them that they're not happy. Talk to those people and say, hey, you know, get real. Lower these standards a little bit so you can find yourself achieving that level of happiness right away. And then once they've got that energy, most of the other things take care of themselves and they get a lot more successful a lot quicker anyway. And then speak to the other group and say, okay, you've settled for something a little low here. Mediocrity isn't going to give you the lifestyle that you want. You're going to have to raise those up. And that's really expecting more of yourself and finding out where you're at in your life.
Now, it's fair to say that nice as that sounds, you know, the butterfly drying its wings and holding your wife's hands and everything, it is kind of like a little bit cheesy and it's not really going to sustain my life in the same way. I mean, I do still want a Porsche and a big house or whatever it happens to be.
Right.
So how do I get both?
Well, you know, here's the thing. There's a book called The Greatest Secret in the World by Og Mandino. And I'm going to summarize the whole book for you in one sentence or two, maybe three. I don't know. I haven't thought it out. But it's very simple. The secret in this book is brilliant. He says that in order for you to have everything in your life that you want to have, you have to be willing to do anything to get it. And here's the secret. Once you're willing to do anything to get it, you very rarely have to do anything to get it. In fact, you don't have to do anything to get it, and it will come. Let's take that application and apply it to this. It's like you still want the Porsche, or you still want the Ferrari, you still want the beautiful home, you still want those great things. But if you can lower the standards to where you're happy without it, then what happens is it opens up an energetic vibration to where then those things seem to come to you much easier. We've heard the phrase, what you resist persists, right? And if people are resisting the Porsche instead of the Ferrari, if they're resisting the Pinto instead of the Porsche, if they're resisting the bike instead of the car, the more they resist those lowered things, the more those things will persist. So it's all about letting go of that resistance where you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be okay with anything that comes my way. I'm going to be grateful and happy for that. It's weird. It's spooky, I know, but it opens up this energetic vibration to where then all those things seem to flow. We've all had this where we've been in that flow in our lives, and the reason we were in flow and the things were coming, we didn't have to work for it. We didn't have to effort it. It just kind of flowed easily and effortlessly for us. But then there's those times in our lives where we're forcing things, we're trying to make them happen. Very rarely does. It's just like you're chasing it. You're always one hand width away from it. So the whole magic to having those things is ironically letting them go.
That's Topher Morrison, author of Settle for Excellence.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.